Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, and I'm thrilled you've joined me for today's episode of Thrive with Alex. Now imagine this. You're standing at the edge of a crystal clear lake. Do you wait until you're parched to take a sip, or do you stay hydrated throughout the day? That, my friends, is the essence of proactive health. Today, we're diving deep into the world of proactive health. But before we jump in, let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself thinking, I'll start taking care of my health when I have more time? Well, stick around because I'm about to flip that script. So what exactly is proactive health? It's like being the superhero of your own wellness story. Instead of waiting for the villain, in this case illness or burnout, to strike, you're out there every day, building your defenses and boosting your powers. It's about taking action before problems arise, rather than scrambling for solutions when they do. Now I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to breathe, let alone be proactive about my health. Trust me, I get it. Life can feel like a nonstop roller coaster sometimes. But here's the kicker. Being proactive actually saves you time in the long run. It's like meal prepping for your entire well-being. Let's break it down with the three P's of proactive health. 1. Prevent. This is your first line of defense. It's about making choices today that your future self will thank you for. 2. Prepare. Life loves to throw curveballs, doesn't it? Being prepared means you're ready to catch them with grace. 3. Participate. This is where the magic happens. Actively engaging in your health journey turns you from a passive passenger to the driver of your own wellness vehicle. Now here's a surprising health fact for you. Did you know that about 80% of chronic diseases are preventable through lifestyle choices? That's right, your daily habits have superpowers. But let's address the elephant in the room, the what not to do tip of the day. Don't fall into the trap of thinking, I feel fine, so I must be healthy. That's like assuming your car never needs maintenance because it hasn't broken down yet. Spoiler alert, it will, and usually at the most inconvenient time possible. As we wrap up this section, I want you to imagine your health as a savings account. Every proactive step you take is like making a deposit. The more you invest now, the bigger your health wealth will be down the road. And trust me, that's one investment that always pays off. Remember, being proactive about your health isn't about perfection. It's about progress. So are you ready to become the CEO of your own wellness? In our next segment, we'll explore practical ways to integrate proactive health into your busy life. Stay tuned, because your health adventure is just beginning. Welcome back, health heroes. It's Alex here, ready to dive into our second segment, The Power of Prevention. Now, if you've ever played a game of Jenga, you know it's all about keeping that tower standing. Well, think of prevention as removing the wobbly blocks before they can topple your health tower. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that you have a superpower? That's right, you do. It's called prevention, and it's more powerful than you might think. It's like having a crystal ball for your health, except instead of just predicting the future, you get to shape it. Now, I can almost hear some of you saying, but Alex, I'm too busy for prevention. Well, let me hit you with this surprising fact. For every dollar spent on prevention, you save an average of 5.60 cents in healthcare costs. Talk about a return on investment. So, let's break down the power of prevention with our handy-dandy acronym, SHIELD. Because who doesn't want to be their own health superhero? S, sleep, the unsung hero of health. It's like a nightly spa treatment for your entire body and brain. H, hydration. Think of water as your body's personal janitor, keeping everything clean and running smoothly. I, immunization. Your body's boot camp, training it to fight off invaders before they can cause trouble. E, exercise. The ultimate mood booster and body strengthener. It's like giving your cells their own tiny gym memberships. L, lifestyle choices. The daily decisions that add up to big impacts. Choose wisely, my friends. D, diet. You are what you eat, so why not be a superhero salad instead of a couch potato? Now, here's where we get to play Mythbusters. Ever heard someone say, I don't have time for prevention? Well, that's like saying you don't have time to put gas in your car. Sure, you might save a few minutes now, but you'll be stranded on the side of the road later. Let's try a little visualization exercise. Imagine your future self sending you a thank you note. What would it say? Thanks for that extra slice of pizza. Or thanks for that daily walk that kept my heart healthy. The power of prevention is all about making choices your future self will high-five you for. Here's a what-not-to-do tip that might make you chuckle. Don't treat your body like a rental car. You know, where you ignore all the warning lights and figure it's someone else's problem? Newsflash, you're stuck with this vehicle for life, so treat it like the luxury model it is. As we wrap up this segment on the power of prevention, remember this. Prevention isn't about living in fear of what might happen. It's about living with the excitement of creating the healthiest, happiest version of yourself. It's like being the architect of your own health skyscraper, and trust me, the view from the top is breathtaking. So, are you ready to harness your prevention superpower? In our next segment, we'll explore how to turn these prevention principles into practical, everyday habits. Stay tuned, health heroes. Your journey to becoming a prevention pro is just getting started. Welcome back, health heroes. It's Alex, your wellness wingman, and we're about to embark on a tasty adventure into the world of nutrition as medicine. Buckle up, because we're about to turn your kitchen into a pharmacy, minus the long lines and confusing prescriptions. Now imagine if Hippocrates, the father of medicine, and Gordon Ramsay had a love child. That's essentially what we're talking about here, the beautiful marriage of food and healing. But don't worry, I promise there won't be any shouting involved. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that your fork is one of the most powerful tools in your health arsenal? That's right. Every bite you take is like a mini health decision. It's like playing Pac-Man, but instead of gobbling up ghosts, you're munching on nutrients that power up your body. Now, I can hear some of you thinking, but Alex, I thought medicine came in pills. Well, here's a juicy fact for you. Many of the compounds in medicines are derived from plants. So in a way, you've been taking plant-based medicine all along. We're just cutting out the middleman. Let's break down this food as medicine concept with our fun little acronym, FEAST. F, functional foods. These superstar ingredients do more than just fill you up. E, energizing nutrients. Think of these as your body's fuel. A, anti-inflammatory eats. These foods are like firefighters for your cells, dousing the flames of chronic inflammation. S, supportive supplements. Sometimes we need a little extra boost. T, tailored approach, because one size doesn't fit all in nutrition. Now let's play a quick round of Mythbusters Kitchen Edition. Ever heard someone say, healthy food tastes like cardboard? Well, that's like saying all music sounds like elevator tunes. If your healthy food tastes bad, you're doing it wrong. Here's a fun visualization for you. Imagine your body as a high-performance sports car. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a Ferrari, would you? So why feed your amazing body junk? Every time you eat, you're either fueling performance or feeding disease. Choose wisely, my friends. And now for our what not to do tip of the day. Don't fall into the trap of thinking, I ate one salad, now I'm the picture of health. That's like thinking you're fluent in French because you can say, bonjour. Nutrition as medicine is about consistency, not one-hit wonders. As we wrap up this segment, remember this, your body is constantly talking to you through the language of symptoms. Nutrition is how you talk back. It's like having a conversation with your cells, and trust me, they're hanging on your every word, or bite in this case. So, are you ready to turn your plate into your personal prescription pad? In our next segment, we'll dive into practical ways to incorporate these medicinal foods into your daily life. Stay tuned, health heroes. Your journey to becoming a nutrition ninja is just heating up. Welcome back, health champions. It's Alex, your movement motivator, and we're about to jump, skip, and lunge our way into the fascinating world of exercise for longevity. Strap on your imaginary sweatbands because we're going to pump up your lifespan. Now picture this. You're at the grand opening of a theme park called Lifelong Vitality. The main attraction? A roller coaster called the Longevity Loop. Exciting, right? Well, guess what? Your body is that theme park, and exercise is your all-access pass. Let's kick things off with a thought-provoking question. What if I told you that exercise is like a time machine, but instead of traveling to the past, it propels you into a healthier future? Mind-blowing, isn't it? It's like Benjamin Button in sneakers. Now, I can almost hear some of you groaning, but Alex, exercise is boring. Well, hold on to your gym socks, because I'm about to drop a knowledge bomb. Did you know that regular exercise can add up to 7 years to your life? That's right. It's like finding the cheat code for the game of life. Let's break down this exercise for longevity concept with our nifty acronym, MOVEIT. M, muscle maintenance. Keep your body strong. Think of it as building your own personal fortress against aging. O, oxygenation. Pump that oxygen through your body. It's like giving your cells a refreshing breeze on a hot day. V, variety. Mix it up. Your body loves surprises, so keep it guessing with different types of exercise. E, endurance. Build your stamina. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, after all. I, intensity. Challenge yourself. It's like leveling up in a video game, but the prize is a healthier you. T, time. Consistency is key. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a long, healthy life. Time for another round of Mythbusters Fitness Edition. Ever heard someone say, I'm too old to start exercising? Well, that's like saying you're too dirty to take a shower. Nonsense. It's never too late to start moving and grooving. Let's try a fun visualization exercise. Imagine your future self at 90 years old. Are you shuffling along with a walker? Or are you salsa dancing at your great-grandkid's wedding? The choice is yours, and it starts with how you move today. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't fall into the weekend warrior trap. You know, being sedentary all week and then trying to make up for it with a marathon gym session on Saturday. That's like trying to quench a week-long thirst with a fire hose. Ouch. As we wrap up this segment, remember this. Exercise isn't just about looking good in your jeans, although that's a nice bonus. It's about investing in your future self. It's like putting deposits in your longevity bank account. And trust me, the interest rate is fantastic. So, are you ready to hop on the longevity loop? In our next segment, we'll explore practical ways to incorporate longevity-boosting exercises into your daily routine, no matter how busy you are. Stay tuned, health heroes. Your journey to becoming a longevity legend is just getting warmed up. Welcome back, Stress Warriors. It's Alex, your Calm in the Storm guide, and we're about to embark on a Zen journey into the world of stress management techniques. Grab your imaginary stress balls because we're going to squeeze the anxiety right out of life. Picture this. You're the captain of a ship called SS Serenity, navigating through the choppy waters of daily life. Stress? That's just the name of the storm you're sailing through. But fear not. We're about to equip you with the tools to become the weather wizard of your own life. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that stress isn't your enemy, but a misunderstood friend trying to tell you something important? Mind blown, right? It's like finding out that the monster under your bed just wanted to borrow a cup of sugar. Now, I can hear some of you saying, but Alex, I thrive on stress. Well, hold on to your cortisol, because here's a surprising fact. Chronic stress can actually shrink your brain. That's right. It's like your brain is trying the latest fad diet, but instead of losing weight, it's losing cognitive function. Not cool, stress. Not cool. Let's break down stress management with our catchy acronym, BRAVE. B, boundary setting. Learn to say no. It's not a bad word. It's a complete sentence. R, relaxation techniques. Find what helps you unwind. It's like hitting the reset button on your stressometer. E, exercise. Move that body. It's like sweating out the stress toxins. A, awareness. Tune into your stress triggers. Knowledge is power, after all. T, time management. Organize your day. It's like playing Tetris with your schedule. H, humor. Laugh it off. A good chuckle is like a massage for your stressed out brain. E, expression. Talk it out or write it down. Don't be a stress hoarder. Time for our Mythbusters, Stress Edition. Ever heard someone say stress is just in your head? Well, tell that to your racing heart, sweaty palms, and queasy stomach. Stress is a full body experience, folks. Let's try a quick visualization. Imagine stress as a big grumpy monster. Now, instead of running away screaming, offer it a cup of tea and ask what's wrong. Sounds silly? Maybe. But understanding your stress is the first step to taming it. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't use unhealthy coping mechanisms as a stress band-aid. That's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline. It might seem effective for a second, but trust me, you're just making a bigger mess. As we wrap up this stress-busting segment, remember this. Managing stress isn't about eliminating it completely. It's about building your resilience muscle. Think of it as becoming a stress ninja. You can't always avoid the attack, but you can learn to deflect it like a boss. So, are you ready to captain your ship through the storms of stress? In our next segment, we'll explore practical, everyday techniques to keep your cool when life turns up the heat. Stay tuned, stress warriors. Your journey to becoming a Zen master is just beginning to unfold. Welcome back, Health Detectives. It's Alex, your wellness Sherlock Holmes, and we're about to solve the mystery of the importance of regular health screenings. Grab your metaphorical magnifying glasses because we're going on a scavenger hunt inside your body. Imagine this, you're the star of your own medical drama, but instead of waiting for a dramatic collapse in the ER, you're out there, proactively uncovering plot twists before they become season finales. Exciting, right? That's the power of regular health screenings. Let's kick things off with a thought-provoking question. What if I told you that your body is constantly whispering secrets about your health? Health screenings are like your secret decoder ring, helping you understand what your body's been trying to tell you all along. Now, I can almost hear some of you protesting, but Alex, I feel fine. Why do I need screenings? Well, buckle up for this mind-blowing fact. Many serious health conditions can be sneaky ninjas, developing silently without any symptoms. Regular screenings are like your personal ninja detection system. Let's break down the importance of health screenings with our handy acronym, CHECKUP. C, catch issues early. It's like finding a leak before your whole basement floods. H, health history. Know your family's medical background. It's like reading the prologue to your health story. E, establish baselines. Get to know your normal. It's your health's version of a selfie. C, customize care. Tailor your health plan. One size doesn't fit all in healthcare. K, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better decisions you can make. U, update regularly. Your body changes, so should your screenings. P, prevention focused. Stop problems before they start. It's like having a crystal ball for your health. Time for Mythbusters screening edition. Ever heard someone say, health screenings are just for old people? Well, that's like saying you only need an umbrella when it's already pouring. Screenings are for everyone, at every age. Let's try a fun visualization. Imagine your body as a high-tech car with a super advanced diagnostic system. Regular screenings are like running that system check. You're making sure all systems are go before you hit the highway of life. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't play the ignorance is bliss game with your health. That's like closing your eyes while crossing a busy street. Sure, you might not see the danger coming, but that doesn't mean it's not there. As we wrap up this detective work, remember this. Regular health screenings aren't about finding problems. They're about confirming your health and catching any issues early. It's like being the superhero of your own health story, always one step ahead of the villain. So, are you ready to become the Sherlock Holmes of your own body? In our next segment, we'll dive into practical tips for scheduling and preparing for your health screenings. Stay tuned, health detectives. Your journey to becoming a master of proactive healthcare is just getting started. Welcome back, Habit Heroes. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood habit whisperer, and we're about to embark on an exciting adventure into building healthy habits. Strap on your mental tool belts, because we're going to construct some life-changing routines. Picture this. You're the architect of your own life, and habits are the bricks you use to build your health skyscraper. Exciting, right? It's like playing Minecraft, but instead of digital blocks, you're stacking real-life wellness wins. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that about 40% of your daily actions aren't decisions, but habits? That's right, nearly half of your day is on autopilot. So why not program that autopilot for success? Now I can hear some of you thinking, but Alex, changing habits is hard. Well, hold on to your gym socks, because I'm about to drop a knowledge bomb. It takes an average of 66 days to form a new habit. That's just a little over 2 months to potentially change your life. Think of it as binge watching your way to better health. Let's break down habit building with our fun acronym, HABIT. H, hook, find your trigger. It's like setting a mental alarm clock for your new habit. A, action, keep it simple and specific. You're not climbing Everest here, just taking a step. B, benefit, know your why. It's the carrot at the end of your habit stick. I, iterate, tweak and improve. Your habits should evolve with you. T, track, monitor your progress. It's like keeping score in the game of life. Time for Mythbusters, Habit Edition. Ever heard someone say it only takes 21 days to form a habit? Well, that's like saying you can become a concert pianist in 3 weeks. Nice idea, but not quite accurate. Let's try a quick visualization. Imagine your ideal day, filled with healthy habits. Now, instead of trying to leap there in one bound, think of building a bridge to that day, one plank at a time. Each small habit is a plank in that bridge. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. That's like trying to learn every language on Duolingo at once. You'll just end up saying bonjour in Mandarin and confusing everyone, including yourself. As we wrap up this habit-building bonanza, remember this. Building healthy habits isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's like playing a video game. You don't expect to beat the final boss on your first try, do you? Each attempt gets you closer to the win. So, are you ready to become the master architect of your habits? In our next segment, we'll explore practical strategies to make those healthy habits stick like superglue. Stay tuned, Habit Heroes. Your journey to becoming a routine rock star is just getting warmed up. Welcome back, Sleep Seekers. It's Alex, your dream team captain, and we're about to drift into the fascinating world of sleep and its impact on wellness. Grab your imaginary sleep masks because we're going on a journey to the land of Nod. Imagine this. You're the director of a blockbuster movie called Your Life, and sleep is your Oscar-winning special effects team. Without it, your movie might still run, but it'll be missing all the magic that makes it truly spectacular. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that you have a superpower that activates when you close your eyes? That's right, sleep is like your body's own personal Avengers team, assembling every night to fight off health villains. Now I can hear some of you protesting, but Alex, I can function on 4 hours of sleep. Well, hold on to your pillows, because here's a wake-up call. Studies show that after 17 to 19 hours without sleep, your performance is similar to having a blood alcohol level of 0.05%. That's right, sleep deprivation is like walking around slightly tipsy all day. Not exactly superhero material, is it? Let's break down the importance of sleep with our dreamy acronym, SNOOZE. S, strengthens immune system. It's like giving your internal bodyguards a power-up. N, neurological cleanup, your brain's nightly Marie Kondo session. O, optimizes metabolism, keeping your inner engine running smoothly. O, organizes memories, filing away your day's experiences into long-term storage. Z, zaps stress, like a reset button for your emotions. E, enhances performance, turning you into the best version of yourself. Time for Mythbusters Sleep Edition. Ever heard someone say, I'll sleep when I'm dead? Well, newsflash, not sleeping might get you there faster. That's like saying, I'll put gas in my car when it stops running. Not a great strategy, folks. Let's try a fun visualization. Imagine your body as a smartphone. Sleep is your nightly charging session. Skip it and you'll be running on low battery mode all day. And we all know how frustrating that is. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't treat sleep like a time waster. That's like considering breathing a waste of time. Sure, you're not actively doing anything, but boy is your body busy. As we wrap up this snooze fest in the best possible way, remember this. Sleep isn't just a pause in your day. It's an active process crucial for your health. It's like sending your body and brain to a spa every night. And the best part, this spa treatment is absolutely free. So are you ready to become a sleep champion? In our next segment, we'll explore practical tips to improve your sleep quality and quantity. Stay tuned, Sleep Seekers. Your journey to becoming a well-rested wellness warrior is just beginning to unfold. Sweet dreams until then. Welcome back, Mind Maestros. It's Alex, your mental health cheerleader, and we're about to dive into the vital world of mental health and overall well-being. Buckle up your brain belts because we're going on an emotional roller coaster ride, but don't worry, it's the fun kind. Picture this. You're the CEO of a company called You Inc. Your mental health? That's your most valuable asset, the secret sauce that keeps the whole operation running smoothly. Exciting, right? It's like being the superhero of your own mental health comic book. Let's kick things off with a thought-provoking question. What if I told you that your mind and body are in a constant conversation? Mental health isn't just about what's happening upstairs. It's a full-body experience. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, but Alex, isn't mental health just about being happy all the time? Well, hold on to your mood rings because I'm about to drop a truth bomb. Mental health isn't about being happy 24/7. It's about having the emotional agility to navigate life's ups and downs. It's like being a surfer, riding the waves of your emotions rather than drowning in them. Let's break down mental health and well-being with our uplifting acronym, MINDFUL. M, mindfulness, be present. It's like being the paparazzi of your own life. Catch those moment-to-moment experiences. I, inner dialogue, watch yourself talk. You wouldn't let someone else trash talk you, so why let your inner voice do it? N, nurture relationships, connect with others. It's like having your own personal cheer squad. D, de-stress regularly, find your zen. Whether it's yoga, painting, or interpretive dance in your living room, you do you. F, feelings are valid. Embrace all emotions. They're like weather patterns. They all serve a purpose and they all pass. You understand your needs. Listen to yourself. You're the world's leading expert on you. L, laugh often. Humor is healing. It's like a massage for your brain. Time for Mythbusters Mental Health Edition. Ever heard someone say, mental health problems are a sign of weakness? Well, that's like saying catching a cold means you're a wimp. Mental health challenges can affect anyone, just like physical health issues. Let's try a quick visualization. Imagine your mind as a garden. Some days it's blooming with colorful flowers. Other days there might be a few weeds. Mental health is about being a patient, consistent gardener, nurturing the good stuff and gently managing the not so good. Here's our what not to do tip of the day. Don't ignore your mental health until there's a crisis. That's like waiting for your car to break down on the highway before you consider maintenance. Regular mental health check-ins are like oil changes for your mind. As we wrap up this mental health pep rally, remember this. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's necessary. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours regularly. So are you ready to become the CEO of your mental well-being? In our final segment, we'll explore practical, everyday techniques to boost your mental health and overall wellness. Stay tuned, Mind Maestros. Your journey to becoming a mental health superhero is about to reach its thrilling conclusion. Welcome to the grand finale, Wellness Warriors. It's Alex, your personal health DJ, and we're about to mix the ultimate track, creating your personalized wellness plan. Get ready to drop the beat on better health. Imagine this. You're the director, producer, and star of your own wellness blockbuster. Your personalized plan? That's your Oscar-winning script. It's time to bring together everything we've discussed and create a health symphony that's music to your body and mind. Let's kick things off with a mind-bending question. What if I told you that you're the world's leading expert on your own health? That's right, you're the Sherlock Holmes of your own wellness mystery. Now I can hear some of you thinking, but Alex, I don't know where to start. Well, hold on to your health hats because I'm about to drop a knowledge beat. Creating a wellness plan isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's like building a Lego masterpiece. One block at a time, and it's okay if it looks a little wonky at first. Let's break down your personalized wellness plan with our final funky acronym, CREATE. C, customize. Tailor your plan to you. One size fits all, more like one size fits none. R, realistic goals. Dream big, but start small. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is optimal health. E, evaluate regularly. Check in with yourself. It's like having a friendly health huddle with yourself. A, adapt as needed. Be flexible. Your plan should bend, not break. T, track progress. Keep score. It's like having a high scoreboard for your health game. E, enjoy the journey. Have fun. If it's not enjoyable, it's not sustainable. Time for our final Mythbusters Wellness Plan Edition. Ever heard someone say, I need to overhaul my entire life to be healthy? Well, that's like trying to eat an elephant in one bite. Small, consistent changes are the name of the game. Let's try one last visualization. Imagine your ideal healthy day. Now, instead of trying to leap there in one bound, think of building a bridge to that day, one plank at a time. Each small positive choice is a plank in that bridge. Here's our final what not to do tip. Don't compare your wellness journey to others. That's like getting upset that your jazz doesn't sound like someone else's rock and roll. Your health symphony is unique. Embrace it. As we wrap up this wellness extravaganza, remember this. Your personalized wellness plan is a living document. It's not set in stone. It's written in dry erase marker. Be ready to adjust, adapt, and sometimes even start over. That's not failure. That's fine-tuning. So are you ready to become the composer of your own health masterpiece? Your journey doesn't end here. It's just beginning. Take what you've learned, mix it with your personal flavor, and create a wellness plan that's as unique as your fingerprint. Remember, health heroes, you've got this. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Your best, healthiest self is out there, and you're on your way to meeting them. Thank you for joining me on this wellness adventure. Until next time, this is Alex, signing off and wishing you health, happiness, and a whole lot of fun on your personal wellness journey. Stay fabulous and keep thriving. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and see you next time.